Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green.
Welcome to the Passionpreneurs. Welcome to another week of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, where we help you turn your passions into profitable enterprises. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green. Every single week, you can hear me right here at thepassionpreneurs.com. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe on TuneIn Radio. Any podcast listener that you like to use, we are there. So I am excited about another week. I want to thank you for tuning in. If you missed any past episodes or want more information on how to become a passionpreneur or want more resources, join us online at www.thepassionpreneurs.com. Make sure you join the email list and follow us on social media. Then you can go over to my website, ryancgreen.com. That's green with the E. For more tools and resources, booking information, I am available to come out and speak to your group, your organization, and whatever you may need. So follow me on Facebook as well, at I Am Ry G page, and then you can follow me on Twitter, at I Am Ry G. So I'm excited because this week we have a special show. We're going to do something a little different this week. I was actually a guest on a show earlier this week. I was a guest on Omar Muhammad's show, Briefcase Radio Workshop, out of Baltimore, Maryland, on WEAA 88.9 FM. And what we're going to do today, we talked about a very important subject. We talked about the family business, raising young passionpreneurs. So what I'm going to do is today, for this week's podcast, I'm going to just simply play that show for you. It was a great interview. I'm going to play the show for the listeners today so you guys can hear the show if you missed it. On Briefcase Radio. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and play the show. This is my interview on Briefcase Radio with Omar Muhammad, talking about the family business, raising young passionpreneurs. You're listening to it right here on the Passionpreneurs Podcast.
Welcome to Briefcase Radio Workshop. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. As always, tonight we have some great radio workshops to help you, the entrepreneur, the budding entrepreneur, get those resources to start, expand, and grow your business. Tonight we're going to start off with, we have two segments of the customer plan. Will we keep them in your business? Because we all have to eat, and them meaning the customers. And first up, we're talking about the family business, getting your kids involved in business. And we have for our small business insider, Ryan C. Green. And Ryan has so many companies. Ryan, I kind of made up a company name for you, the Ryan C. Green Enterprises.
Yeah.
He's no stranger to Briefcase Radio Workshop. It's been a while, man. I feel like it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been too long, man. You know, I went away for a minute. I came back. And you act like I never came back.
Well, we're glad to have you back, man.
Definitely glad to be back.
So for those who are not familiar with who Ryan C. Green, and that's Green with an E, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought you was going to say that, but you know, I wanted to beat you to it. So let them know what you do, man.
I was actually going to say that. I am Ryan C. Green, and the company name is actually Greenhouse Media, Green with an E. And what we do is we provide media with a purpose, and predominantly, the company started as a book publishing company. I'm a best-selling author and professional speaker. I publish other authors as well. From there, we've grown to other media aspects, done radio and television, and most recently, I got into video production as we produced a new kids fitness DVD, Fit Life Kids, with me and my two children. So we've done a lot of media projects, a lot that's still coming, but that's predominantly what we do at Greenhouse Media.
All right, good deal. So as I have four daughters, and all of them have experienced some form of entrepreneurship, and, you know, two of the four are entrepreneurs now, including my youngest one, my eight-year-old. And I know that you got, what, four or five? Six kids, right?
Well, you said four or five kids?
So I know with... I know with your young people, man, you know, you're getting them involved, and you got them involved early on. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I have two children.
Two. That's right.
Yeah. My son, Jordan, will be 13 next month, actually, right after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And my daughter, Jaden, is 11.
Mm.
So, you know, they're like any other kid. They have dreams and goals, and they have like six or seven things they want to be when they grow up.
Yep.
So, you know, like every kid. And my thing is, what they've seen their daddy do is go out here and build businesses, and they've seen the struggles, they've seen the successes, you know, and they've seen, most importantly, an opportunity and an alternative. You know, I let them know, no matter what it is they want to be when they grow up, always explore an entrepreneurial side to that. You know, right now my son's wanting to be an engineer. My daughter is saying she wants to be an architect. And, you know, both great careers, but always want to make sure they have that entrepreneurial side to it, so that as they grow and as opportunities come, they're always looking for something to make sure they have some sort of control over their lives and their livelihood as they grow up.
Absolutely. So, you know, you've been to the Youth Entrepreneurship Conference that we've held for the last 10 years, and you see the number of students that come each year, and we're really exposing them to opportunities, just as you indicated, that, you know, entrepreneurship can be something that you can do right now. So with your kids, Ryan, what business are they in now?
We've just filmed and released a kids' fitness DVD. So with that, now my daughter's been dancing since she was four. My son loves sports, but he deals with asthma. So we finally got that under control. And what we've done is we put together a fitness DVD where it's for kids. So they're the stars of it. They have some of their friends that are doing the workouts with them. It's four workouts on the DVD program, and it's geared towards kids from 4 years old to 13 to really get them active, to get them to fight childhood obesity, but also just to get kids active. There's a lot of other benefits of working out that kids get, that have nothing to do with the size of the child. You know, we have a good friend of the show, Dr. Renee, is featured on the DVD as well, talking to the parents about the mental benefits, the esteem benefits that come from kids just being active and working out. And you know, maybe your kids suffer from ADHD, or maybe they suffer from some other kind of situation where this focus can really be benefited from doing workouts and getting active. So my kids and I, we jumped on it, and they've had a great time and really have learned the business aspect from all aspects of the business throughout this whole process.
All right, good deal. So if you're just tuning in, this is Omar Muhammad, and on the phone we have Ryan C. Green, and he is a entrepreneur many times over. He has a company called Greenhouse Media, and the focus is, you know, how do you get your kids involved? So Ryan, for those parents that are listening, or teachers, or organizations out there who are tuned in tonight, what are some of the steps that they can take to really get their young person involved in entrepreneurship?
Well, first thing is I beat them, and that doesn't work,
right?
No, just joking. But seriously, the way the way we've done it is, one, I've led by example, so they've always known that daddy runs businesses.
Right.
But two, you know, when I had this idea for the DVDs, I brought it to them first, and I asked them if they even wanted to do it. I didn't force them into entrepreneurship, not into this business specifically. You know, I asked them if they wanted to do it, and when they got excited about it, when they were passionate about it, it made it easy. You know, I wanted to make sure that they were doing something that they enjoyed, because if I'm pushing something on them business-wise they don't even like at a young age, then they're going to grow up not liking it. And they're going to be, no, I tried that when I was little, you know, something like that. But I engage them in every aspect of it. I painted the vision for them and showed them, listen, this is what we're doing. This is who we're helping. This is the mission behind what we're doing. And with that, the workout was, they were part of the planning process of the design and the image branding of it. They were part of the filming. They were, we filmed, one whole day. It was a long day of filming, and they were in there just doing workouts. You know, had to take them out for dinner to celebrate afterwards and give them some massages when they were standing in the store. Right. But what they learned was how to work. They learned that, you know, nothing's just going to come just because you want it to. You know, they put in the work. And, you know, once we went through that, once we had the, we've gone through the process of the funding, they had to realize that, you know, Daddy, when's it coming out? Well, we're still working on this part. We got to get this done. You know, and then now it's finally ready. It's finally available for sale. They did their first event. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we were at a military base, and I had them out there at the table. You know, I've been knowing book signing since for the last 10 years, but I started as an adult, so I'm used to hearing no's. But I put my kids out there. I let them, you know, learn and get those no's and get that rejection. I was so impressed, Omar, watching them because they didn't let it faze them. You know, they were kind of like, oh wow, you know, it was fun to them. You know, they weren't. Obviously, no one wants to hear no all day,
right.
But their spirits were so good about it. They didn't take it personal. You know, how many adults do we know who say we don't like sales because we don't like the rejection? We take it personally, you know, but at a young age, kids are going to become what you teach them to become.
Right.
And so they were able to deal with that and really grow in that aspect. So just getting involved throughout the whole process, it really made them take ownership of it and realize that, you know, they this is their business. You know, this they own part of this as well.
Right, absolutely. So Ryan, I guess you and I have an advantage over, you know, other people, as, you know, we're both entrepreneurs, and we have that sense of what it takes to be an entrepreneur. For those parents or teachers or individuals in youth groups who are not, doesn't have that knowledge that we have, what advice can you give to them as they are getting their young people involved in entrepreneurship?
Well, first of all, I would say if you have a child who's showing excitement about being an entrepreneur, you definitely want to embrace that. Don't stop them because you don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the Eye for Change conference. Is that the Icon conference?
Yep, 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 yep.
You know, that was huge because you get around people who are like you. You know, you get around kids and youth who are starting businesses. I think, especially for our community, man, we get so stuck on thinking we can't have it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not for us. We've got to go through this process and this and that. While other communities, we see their children working in the family business as soon as they can walk. You know, when they're growing up as entrepreneurs, and we're the only ones who won't proactively endorse entrepreneurship.
Mm.
You know, we want to teach our kids to go and get a good, safe job, which is important and good, but you've got to teach both. We've got to be able to teach them not to be afraid to take risks, not to be afraid to explore ownership if you really want to have wealth. And wealth is different than rich. You know, I don't ever teach my kids, I don't ever teach them, hey, let's go get rich, because rich is just what you have right now, but wealth is what's passed down from generation to generation.
Mm.
You know, and I teach them about building business. That's really business and inheritances are really the only way families are building wealth that they're passed down. But most of us, our generation, what we do, we're passing bills down. Once we go.
Mm.
So I try to make sure that, you know, get involved. And if you don't know as a parent, you know, how to do it, go to those who do and make sure you're involved in your kids with it as well.
All right. Good deal. We got about 4 minutes left. I do want to give out the website. So how can people learn more about, what is the name of the DVD?
It's Fit Life Kids. So it's Fit Life Kids. You go to www.fitlifekidsdvd.com, and you'll see it right on there. There's a quick 2-minute infomercial about it. You see the DVD, the front and back. There's 4 workouts. We have 2 adult trainers who are involved with the workouts as well, Coach Nikki as well as Coach Jamal. Like I said, we have a full parents segment on there as well, talking to the parents about the importance of working out and fitness. And you can go over there and order a special going on right now for the holiday season, so you want to take advantage of it right now. To go over there and order a DVD, get your kids active, and get them excited about life.
Absolutely, and it's really a niche. I mean, I haven't seen until you showed me the DVD, a workout for young people, and And this I think, you know, young people as well as older people. We had Tiffany Lyman on, I believe, last week, and we talked about healthy entrepreneur. So it's really good that they have this DVD. Now they're young entrepreneurs and they're beginning to think being healthy at an early age.
Right. And my thing was when I was developing this, you know, you're right. There's nothing out there like this where there's kids doing it that, one, aren't cartoons and there aren't talking animals and things like that. I wanted human beings leading these workouts and teaching kids, like, you know, let's keep it real and do these workouts, understand. But, again, it's very fun. There's music, there's dance. The two workouts are dance, there's cardio, and there's strength. But, you know, we overlook the health aspect so much. It doesn't matter what your goals are and what you're accomplishing in life. If you're too sick to do anything once you get it, what good is it? So we can't keep overlooking the health aspect of it. So that's why this is so important.
All right. So, Ryan, we got about a minute and a half left. So anything happening in Greenhouse Media that we should know of? And is there a contact information for Greenhouse Media?
I am a couple of things. I am in the midst of the biggest challenge that Greenhouse has taken on. You know, we stopped publishing other authors for a while when I went away to Virginia, but I'm back. And right now we have launched the 100 Author Challenge.
Wow.
Our goal was to sign 100 new authors in the next 3 years. So you can go to www.100authorchallenge. That's the number 100. authorchallenge.com for information on how to be involved with that. We're looking for 100 new authors to sign to Greenhouse Media. We're trying to really just flood the marketplace, flood the country, flood the world with quality media and books that are inspirational, you know, fiction, nonfiction, poetry, children's books. We just want to be the one. We want to be the company that is flooding the marketplace with positive quality products. So right now we're looking for new authors. That's going on right now. I'm always available for speaking engagements. RyanCGreen.com is green with the E. I'm always available to do engagements for myself, but also with Fit Life Kids. Me and the kids will come out to your youth group and lead workouts and things like that as well. So there's a lot going on, Omar. Greenhouse Media is back, man.
Good deal, man. Well, glad to have you back, and it was great to see you a couple weeks ago. And we definitely want to make sure that the kids are there for the annual Youth Entrepreneurship Conference as well.
You book it. We're going to be there.
All right. Good deal. So that's Ryan C. Green, and that's a Green with the E, Greenhouse Media. Thank you for coming on board, and we'll hear from you shortly.
Thanks so much.
All right.
So there you have it. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast. Again, make sure you log on to www.thepassionpreneurs.com. Go to www.ryancgreen.com for resources, books, speaking engagements, everything you need to get involved and become part of this Passionpreneur movement. Also, if you're interested in picking up a copy of the Fit Life Kids DVD that was discussed, the Children's Workout DVD featuring my kids, Jordan and Jaden, you can go to www.fitlifekidsdvd.com. Go ahead and order that. It's a special discounted price for the holidays right now. Go ahead and pick up that DVD and look forward to talk to you next week on another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, a production of Greenhouse Media. To listen to past episodes and to subscribe to our email list, visit www.thepassionpreneurs.com. I'm Ryan C. Green. Thanks for listening.